when we enter into communion with thee, we are never sure of the voice that speaks within us. We do not always know which voice is the true voice. Sometimes it is the clear call of the heart, remembering an unfulfilled hunger from other days. Sometimes it is but an echo of some failing impulse to good, which we had pushed aside that a private end may triumph even in the face of the distinct call of truth. Often it is the muttering of needs that do not shape themselves in words because they are one with all the ebb and flow of every passing day. At times, the voice is like a clarion rising above all conflicts and confusions, so uttering the need for courage to stand against some evil, to witness for the good where the cost is high and the penalty great. Sometimes the voice is muted. Sometimes telling us of hopes unrealized.
That is the voice of the great Dr. Howard Thurman, one of the great theologians of all time. In an excerpt from his speech, What Do You Want, Really? He was born on this day in 1900 in Daytona Beach, Florida. He was one of the most remarkable men in American theological world. He got his PhD from Haverford College. He was a dean of Rankin Chapel at Howard University from 1932 to 1944. He left to establish a thing called the Church for the Fellowship of All Peoples. It was the first racially integrated intercultural church in the United States of America. And then he became the first African-American dean of the Marsh Chapel at Boston University in 1953 and stayed there until 1965. Back in the 30s, he went and visited India with Gandhi. Went to visit India to meet Gandhi and meet some of the great leaders of Hindu and Buddhist faiths to learn more, and came back here. He wrote a book called Jesus and the Disinherited in 1949, a book that King read and then Martin Luther King studied with the great Howard Thurman. He influenced so many people in his life and his work, and often many people would say if Howard Thurman were a white theologian, the world would know him in a greater way. He's one of the leading intellects of all time, and his autobiography is worth a read, with Head and Heart, the Autobiography of Howard Thurman. So we honor this great man on this day, on his birthday. He was born on this day in 1900, and we have done several shows in the life of Howard Thurman, and we'll do more, because he's one of the great iconic figures of our society. So that opens our day in history on this November the 18th. Other things that happened on this day, on this November the 18th, in 1803, this was the last major battle fought in the Haitian Revolution in 1803, the Battle of Vertrieres. And on this battle, this was the end of the French army in Haiti. They lost to the Haitian revolutionaries, the Haitian army. And the Republic of Haiti was established, the first independent black republic in the Western Hemisphere in 1803 that led to a whole onslaught of events, including the Louisiana Purchase being sold by France to the United States because they could no longer afford to keep going. Haiti was the heart of their colonies, the place where they were going to run all of their slave trade and the money going into France. So they sold the Louisiana Purchase. It was the beginning of the Republic of Haiti that the United States and everybody else ostracized to keep them out because it stirred fear in the heart of most of the enslaver societies in the Western Hemisphere because it was a revolution that succeeded. So on this day, the last battle for the freedom of Haiti was fought in 1803. And this day in 1883, you know how when you drive around the country, the world, there are time zones. Well, there used to be a time before 1883 in the United States where every city and every county, every place actually made their own time. They didn't care. It could be 6 o'clock in Baltimore and 5 o'clock in Annapolis. You want to have your own time. Make time whatever it is, because what is time? But on this day, the railroads of Canada and the United States decided we need to have time to make our businesses stronger. So this is where our five standard continental time zones came from. In 1883, were established by this day by the railroad so they could make better sense of their business. Mickey Mouse. On this day in 1928 was the day we first saw Mickey Mouse, the first successful sound-synchronized animated cartoon, Steamboat Willie, starred Mickey Mouse. in 1928, opened in New York City in the movie theaters. So all you Mickey Mouse freaks, this is the day you can celebrate. It's the beginning of Mickey Mouse. And now we're going to...
I weep the sons of bondage whom he ventured out to save. And though he lost his life in his struggle to free the slaves...